Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning, July the 3rd, 2026, day 5 of the Marion County Fair, and this is one of our favorite days at the Marion County Fair. Before I tell you why it is one of our favorite days at the Marion County Fair, I should tell you that all of our broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are supported by Poet, so we thank Poet for being our exclusive sponsor here at the Marion County Fair this week. Now, all week we have been down in the Picnic Pavilion, but today we are stationed outside the Arts and Crafts Building because this is one of our favorite days here at the Marion County Fair. It is the pie competition and pie auction day. Now, pies are already starting to arrive here. Just a little after 8 a.m. this morning, I would say we've had maybe 4 or 5 pies arrive. They all look very, very good. Everybody's excited. And here's what will happen. I think this is the 3rd or 4th year we've done it this way. We will be stationed outside the Arts and Crafts tent until 10 a.m. this morning. And we're going to try to interview some people who are bringing pies, dropping pies off for the big pie competition. At 10:15 this morning, we will actually go inside the Arts and Crafts building and take a look at all the pies that have been entered. I believe the cutoff time for arrival for the pies is 10 a.m. this morning. Then we will be back here at 3 p.m. today broadcasting the pie auction live on WGH Talk Radio. The pie auction will be broadcast live from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on WGH Talk, and you will not want to miss that for love nor money. We'll see how much the highest pie goes for and how much the winning pie goes for. I should also mention that we will be back in the studio this morning from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m., so we'll be taking phone calls and things of that nature, and we've got some interviews to play this morning, 5-minute interviews, so that should only take about 10 minutes, so we'll do that this morning when we get back to the studio at 11:15 a.m., and during the noon hour, you will hear first on this station who has won the pie auction, because the pie auction, or the pie competition, I should say, judging, takes place between 11:15 and 12 o'clock. And after 12:15, we get a call at the station letting us know who has won the pie competition. But that does not always mean that that pie brings in the most money during the pie auction this afternoon. A matter of fact, there have been times where it is quite the opposite. So, this is all going on this morning. It is big time, heavy competition, and we are glad to be set up here right outside the Arts and Crafts Building at the Marion County Fair. And people are getting ready, and as I say, pies are already arriving. I would say the first pie arrived this morning just a little after 8 a.m., and there have probably been 5 pies that have already arrived, getting ready for the big competition here. Now, Matt Morgan will join me very shortly. I did get a message from him about 5 minutes ago. He is on his way here to the Marion County Fair, so we look forward to that. And it's going to be a day. It is going to be something. We have enjoyed our time here at the Marion County Fair this week. And as many of you know, yesterday, it was publicized online and will probably be in the paper version of the Marion Star today. Although, I don't know. If anybody out there is reading the Marion version of the Marion Star, the paper version, let me know. Is the article about Mary Ellen Withrow and the Marion County Fair in there today? Because that will be broadcast live tomorrow for the 250th anniversary of the country. Mary Ellen Withrow, myself, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and great vocal performer Patience Delaney will be right outside the Picnic Pavilion from 1:15 until 2 tomorrow. Patience is going to perform 4 great patriotic songs in celebration of the 250th anniversary of this country. And Mary Ellen will have an enlarged $100 bill laminated that she will sign that will be attached to 40 red, white, and blue balloons filled with helium. At 2 o'clock tomorrow, we will count down, just like New Year's Eve. Mary Ellen will sign that big $100 bill. She will snip the cord, and the $100 bill will float away with the red, white, and blue balloons to a location we're not sure of. But whoever finds that laminated $100 bill, blown up $100 bill, will win a prize if they call the station. And the station's phone number will also be written on the laminated $100 bill. So it's going to be a big day here tomorrow, celebrating 250 years of America. How about that? Tomorrow. So right now, the United States of America is 249,364 days old. Yeah. 249,364 days old. Tomorrow, we hit 250 years here in the country. I should also mention that tonight here at the Marion County Fair, they have the Demolition Derby, 7 p.m., down at the grandstand. Today's Veterans Day, by the way, at the Marion County Fair as well. If you have your correct identification as being a veteran, I believe you get in for free this morning. I think that is until noon, although I don't have the paper in front of me. But it is Veterans Day here at the Marion County Fair. Demo Derby tonight, 7 p.m., and then the big fireworks presentation tomorrow night at 10 p.m., celebrating the country and everything that goes along with it. And so much work has been put in here at the Marion County Fair by so many volunteers. And I'll tell you, with this heat dome that we have been having this year that has stretched the entire duration of this fair, every single day has been well above 90 degrees. It is something that all of these volunteers and all of these kids who do all of this work in regard to agriculture have been out here each and every day doing what they do. You know, this process starts back in March and April when they get these animals and have to start getting them ready for the fair, and it all culminates with this particular week. Then the sale of champions is tomorrow morning, I believe, July 4th this year, with July 4th being the last day of the fair. That's a little bit unusual that it would happen on July the 4th, but that is the last day of the fair this year, so here we are. Now, again, if you are tuned in this morning, and we know we can't take your phone calls because we're not in the studio, but if you are on Facebook, you can send us a message on Facebook. We try to monitor that during these live broadcasts, and we also monitor our emails. So if you've got anything to say, send us a message via Facebook or send us an email, and we might read that on the air as long as the morning goes along. Now, as I said, Matt Morgan is en route here to the Marion County Fair. We hope to see him very shortly. And if anybody's got anything to say, feel free to send me a message. Hopefully, we're sounding loud and clear this morning. A little different location than we have been broadcasting from. Today, we are outside the Arts and Crafts Building, as opposed to being down in the Picnic Pavilion. So, change is good when it comes to things like this, because we want to know what kind of pies show up. We want to know the number of pies that show up, and we want to know how that will all shake out this afternoon. Now, don't forget to set your calendars, set your alarms for 3 p.m. this afternoon, because we will be back on the air at 3 p.m. this afternoon covering the big pie auction, which does take place down in the Picnic Pavilion. So all this stuff going on today, a lot to remember, but certainly a lot of fun as well as we continue on with the Marion County Fair and our coverage from the Marion County Fair. I would say probably 5 pies have arrived so far. Everybody was here up and early this morning and ready to participate, ready to get the pies entered, ready to do what needed to be done. And that's why we're here today, to cover this, because this is pure wholesome fun. It's just a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of fun every year that we've done it. Again, our sponsor here at the Marion County Fair is Poet, and we certainly thank them for everything that they have done. This is day number 5 that we have been here, fifth morning. Again, it's been warm this year, but nothing too extreme. I think the temperature right now is 76 degrees, which is not incredibly horrible, as opposed to where it has been. But I was talking again with somebody yesterday about this heat dome and what heat dome means and so on and so forth. It's fascinating when you think about that. Now, I see a car arriving right now. Looks to be an SUV here. I wonder if this is another pie arrival. It very well could be. The pies are arriving this morning, and that's something to be sure. Yes, I do believe another pie arriving here this morning for the big pie competition, which leads to the big pie auction this afternoon. I'm telling you, these things all look great. And as they arrive, we will be here to cover it on WGH Talk Radio. Now, I also heard this year that there is a group of young men who are trying to raise money for jerseys, and I believe they are first-time pie bakers. Now, that's an interesting story in and of itself, and maybe we'll learn the rest of that story as the morning progresses here, and their pies will be auctioned today between 3 and 4 during the pie auction. Now, where the competition will take them, we don't know. We'll find out as the day goes along, but that's what we're here for. What are we at here? 30 minutes past 8 o'clock, and the pies are arriving, and we're all excited for it. Another pie has just arrived, and that is not a bad thing at all. Who is going to win this? You know, usually looking at the pies, which we will get a chance to do between 10 and 11 a.m. this morning, gives you some indication of where this pie auction is going to be headed. And, you know, I tend toward the blueberry pies. I would say that's probably my favorite berry. Although there are some amazing creations that go on here during the pie auction. And that's really something to see, to be sure. Holy mackerel. It's a beautiful morning out here, a beautiful Friday morning here. And we're glad to be here, and we're glad to be bringing this to you. We're getting a message coming in loud and clear down this way this morning. All right. Loud and proud and very clear, I think is what it says. And we're glad Phil is out there listening this morning, getting ready for this big pie auction. Now, people are even pulling up here today, leaving the cars running with the air conditioning on. That is how oppressive this heat has been. As this week has gone on, it has been a hot week. There's going to be nobody on the face of the earth denying the heat that we have had this week. Holy moly. All right. Well, Matt should be here any time, unless he got pulled over by the police or something like that, which we certainly hope did not happen. Usually it doesn't take him this long to get here, but you never know. We soldier along as everything goes on here. All righty. Well, we had a little issue there with the computer, but I think it worked itself out. So we're happy with that. You know, sitting out here on a Friday morning, beautiful, beautiful weather, a little warm, as we've all said this week, because of the heat dome, but it's nice to be here. It's nice to be at the fair. It's nice to be a part of something that's been going on 176 years, the 176th Marion County Fair. But we do need to get some more information about these three boys who are baking pies to try to raise money for jerseys for their school. We definitely want to hear the rest of that story, because that's a new ripple this year in the pie competition. Doesn't look like many of the The vendors are open as of yet this morning, but it is still a little early. It's only about 33 minutes after 8 o'clock. So you have to expect that. Humidity this morning, I would say, is in a mid-range. Again, nothing terribly horrible. So we're all happy that the humidity is not at a terrible range as of yet. It has gotten bad some mornings, but this morning I can feel a little breeze, so not terrible. Now, I do see Matt now coming from quite a ways back. Now, I had let him know that we are not in the picnic pavilion today, but I think he's still parked in front of the picnic pavilion. So he might be kind of, you never know, he might be half asleep this morning. But he has arrived. He's walking in front of the cars and coming in this direction. 34 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Getaway Friday morning. A true Getaway Friday morning. The week of July, weekend of July 4th, 250th anniversary of the country, and what fun it is. And again, this is one of our favorite days, the day of the pie auction. Now, it's all going to happen momentarily. He just about walked right past me, so I can tell he's not awake yet. All right. Matt, here we are, day number 5. All the fairs and everything you love. How you doing?
Pretty all right. I'm just deleting some pictures here that I've had on my camera roll forever. I'm at 608 pictures as of currently that need to be deleted.
So this morning you thought, I'm going to get up on this Friday morning at the fair, and this is the time I'm going to do phone cleanup.
Pretty good time to do so, yeah.
Now, didn't I send a message that said we were not down at the picnic pavilion today?
I don't know, but I didn't go to the picnic pavilion.
Oh, I just wondered, I thought you'd park down here.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I could have, I guess, but there was a spot open by the picnic pavilion, so I just parked there.
Go early, as they say. You know, some pies have already arrived.
Yes, I did see that message, that there were pies already here.
There were. Right after 8 o'clock this morning, the pies started to arrive. So excitement is high already. And I have seen young and a little more matured people bringing these pies. So you have got women who've probably been baking pies 30-plus years, and you have got women who are I'm going to say, in their 30s already showing up with pies. And hopefully we'll snag a few interviews with them over the course of the next 2 hours. It is something to see this pie auction prosper as it has. Now, did you see the story this year about three, and I wish I could remember what school they're from, three young high school students who are baking pies this year. First time they've ever baked pies, three young high school football players. And the reason is they're trying to raise money for jerseys for their school.
Well, that's good. I mean, raising, you know, jerseys are expensive. I know that a lot of the schools struggle to get new jerseys every year due to the cost.
Well, I saw their pictures yesterday, and maybe we'll catch one of them as they arrive this morning. Now, this looks like, well, I don't think that's a pie in anybody's hand over there, although I'm keeping an eye out because almost every car that has come close down here today has been a pie arriving. That could be a pie in her hand.
I think it is.
All right. We're going to try to snag some interviews here this morning from the pie auction. We'll have pictures of this stuff on Facebook today. But we're going to see what's arriving here and see how this pie auction is shaping up as time goes along. The big pie competition is in full swing here today at the WGH Talk Radio. You want to join us here for a second? On the air here this morning? Come on over. Hi, what's your name?
Bentley McLennathan.
Bentley, what kind of pie do you have?
Black raspberry.
Black raspberry looks very good. Is this your first year in the pie competition?
Second
year. Now, how did you get involved in the pie competition?
My family's just done it for a while, so I just kind of joined.
Now, do you like baking?
Yeah.
What is your secret to making a good pie?
I don't really have any yet. I'm just still experiencing.
What school are you from?
I go to Highland in Morrow County.
Highland. So this is a good-looking pie. And last year, how much did your pie raise in the pie auction?
I think I got like 72, maybe.
72, not too bad. How much goes into making a pie like this?
40, somewhere around there.
Well, Bentley, it's good to meet you here this morning, and we'll see you later at the pie auction.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. As I say, a young man getting involved in the pie auction here. Second year in the pie auction. How about that, Matt?
Well, that's good. You know, I think that that more youth involved in everything is probably a good idea. The participation rates among, you know, younger people have dropped as far as volunteer groups and, I mean, even things like restaurants don't get the attendance they used to. So, anytime you got to go do something, I think that's a good thing.
You know, I just thought about this. This is really like the pie red carpet.
Yeah, I suppose it is. I mean, you're gonna have the best pie in Marion County.
Well, I mean, you're sitting here interviewing people as they're bringing in their pies, and that's kind of like the old red carpet for people who are arriving to movie premieres.
Why isn't the red carpet a big thing anymore?
Well, I think it's because everybody got stylists and everybody got people who told them how to dress. So you really had no blowouts anymore when it came to the arrivals. It used to be some people would be dressed ridiculously, and that's pretty much what you would comment on a red carpet, but that doesn't seem to happen anymore.
I mean, there's all kinds of people who dress ridiculously at the red carpet.
Plus, you've got to have somebody very unique who can do that. They've got to be critical of them, but they can't do it behind the back. They've almost got to be able to do it to their face without being too insulting.
Just got to ask them why they were in such a stupid-looking outfit.
Well, see, I don't think you can do that.
Well, I wouldn't. Yes, I wouldn't. I wouldn't suggest you ask them why they're wearing such a stupid-looking outfit. But you know, you could say something like, you know, how did you come across this outfit? It's quite interesting.
Well, you have to tell them you don't like it because you are probably going to knock it later. But you might say something like, you know, love the earrings. Don't look great today. Why did you go this route?
Oh, got to hit them with one of those compliment sandwiches or whatever.
Yes, you've always got to hit a compliment sandwich first. Now I see another pie on its way here. I tell you, the pies are certainly arriving here this morning. Now, this looks like a pie in some sort of white container. What do you see here, Matt?
Yeah, it's usually those things are for cakes. So she's got a pie in a cake container. That's good, I guess.
I think it is, and I think it looks very, very nice.
You know, I want to try a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Strawberry rhubarb. You know, that's what Kent was talking about last night.
Well, that's good. My grandpa used to have a wild rhubarb that grew at his house, and I would just, like, pick it and eat the, you know, because you can't eat the leaves. The leaves are poisonous or whatever. So I would just pick it and, like, take, like, 2-3 bites of the stem and then throw the rest of it away. I mean, you know, they were small. Wild rhubarb doesn't get, huge.
Now, it should be interesting because Kent says he will be back today at the pie auction, 3 to 4 p.m. right here on WGH Talk. And that is a political person buying a pie, which I don't think we saw any of last year here at the Marion County Fair.
Did Edwards not buy a pie last year?
No, that was 2 years ago. Oh. 2 years ago. 2 years ago, we did see some of it. Last year, we did not see any of it.
Well, maybe last year there weren't any major political campaigns that needed to be run.
Well, the city council races were up, and I think that was kind of the shock that nobody from city council was here buying a pie. Anthony Azaria was not here buying a pie, nor was Scott Kreider, although I'm not sure Scott was even in the competition at that point. So, yeah, there was nobody here last year buying a pie who was involved in a political race.
Well, that is interesting. I mean, I guess maybe city council just decided that, I don't know, that the pie wouldn't do enough for them or something. But no, I mean, I think that buying a pie is always a good thing to do.
You know, this is a very serene and quiet area that we're in here this morning. I kind of like this. You know, we were over by the sheep barn and the dairy barn all week, and it's rather loud over there because people are showing up to the picnic pavilion. And you can hear people with their cows and their sheep and lambs in the background. Over here, by the Arts and Crafts Building, which I'll say is about 20 to 30 feet from the picnic pavilion, it's a rather serene area.
Well, yeah, you know, we saw some, well, I don't know if you saw them, but I've seen some squirrels climb up and down the trees, so that's always nice. It's not too hot out this morning, so that's always good. And we're sitting in shade, so that's, you know, makes it a little nicer.
Well, I think sitting in the shade is a big part of this today. Sitting in the shade is a great part of being right out in front of the building. Now, the bulk of the pies, I do believe, arrive between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning. So you'll see a bulk of pies arriving between 9 and 10, because I believe the cutoff time is 10 a.m.
Well, yeah. And also, they're pretty strict with the cutoff time, which is good. You know, if you get here at 10:01, your pie's not getting entered. I'm sorry about that.
Then you got to remember, we have exclusive access starting at 10:15 this morning, 10:15 to 11. We will go inside the Arts and Crafts Building once all the pies have arrived and broadcast live from in there and take a look at these pies after they all have arrived and see what has arrived, how many pies. This is when Matt gets all his pictures of the pies. And that way, later on, when we know who has won, we can post the winning pie on our social media page and over the airwaves. And by the way, every year we make a prediction on who we think will win the pie competition.
Well, yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten it right.
I think I was right last year.
I don't know. I'll go along with it.
We'd have to listen to the tape. But I do believe that I was right last year when it came to the pie competition.
Well, that's good. By the way, you know, I've got 2,200 pictures I've taken with on my camera roll, and I'm deleted. So far, I'm up to 1,130.
Well, that's good. Are you having a good time with that this morning?
You know, I think we take too many pictures.
Well, I think there are certain events that are important to take pictures of, and I think others were just taking pictures for publicity. I don't think the publicity pictures are all that necessary. But I think the ones that are important events, those are significant.
I've deleted everything I've taken pretty much for the radio station.
You know, I was thinking this morning, this kind of fits into a thought I had as I was driving here this morning. I think you might have anxiety and obsessive compulsivism.
Why?
Well, I was thinking this because, as of late over the years, you seem to be a little more nervous in, like, asking people for interviews or asking people to plug something in. You feel kind of out of place when I goes to asking somebody. Like, I asked this morning for a plug. They gave me a plug. There was no issue there. And it seems like you get a little more antsy when it comes to those things.
Well, I mean, I just don't want to do it, I suppose. I don't know.
I think that's anxiety.
No. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just hot. And I gotta get up, and it looks weird because I'm, like, chasing down queens and things like that. And I don't know. I mean, asking for plugs in something, I guess that's I suppose that's different. But, like, if we're off the air, then, like, you also got legs. You could do stuff.
Well, yeah, but I'm also the one who has to bring us back on the air. Well, see, and that's all. You have a sort of a hostility about things anymore.
Well, I don't, unfortunate. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I think maybe it's anxiety. And, you know, deleting pictures in the midst of a radio broadcast seems a little obsessive compulsive.
I don't know. I was looking through my camera roll the other day and I was like, man, there's a lot of pictures here. And I don't use them.
Well, that's okay. Well, I'm going to let you handle this because I got legs, so I'm going to walk around. So now you can talk for a good portion of time. So here we go.
All right, so I'm not sure what's happening, but as of currently, I'm just you know, looking around, I suppose, scrolling through my camera roll, deleting some things. It does feel nice here at the fair. It's probably the best feeling day we've been at so far. It's been really hot as of late, and you know, I don't really like the heat. I'd much rather it be hot than, you know, 95 degrees and feels like 100. I don't know, 12 or not, you know, however you want to do that. I'd much rather it be like
I don't know, 78 degrees is pretty good. They could stick to, like, 70 to 78. Also, I can cool with, like, 78 down to, like 60. Those are some pretty good temperatures there. But, yeah, people have started showing up at the pie auction with their pies, so that's always good. There were two people with pies. We only got one for some reason. But it was a younger kid, only been doing the pie auction for 2 years. Like I said, I think it's always good when the youth gets involved doing stuff. The participation rates among people in, I guess, my age range has gotten pretty low. And I don't think that's any good. Volunteer groups have suffered in membership. There are lots of things like that. I mean, concerts are less attended now. Restaurants don't have as many, sit-in diners. I guess restaurants don't have drive-thrus, but McDonald's, I suppose, being like a fast food restaurant, I think that's probably how they classify it. There's people don't really sit in McDonald's anymore. People like to drive through and do things. I'm not sure where the antisocial behavior came from. I do know COVID expedited it, we forced everybody to stay at home and not talk to people and no group gatherings and things like that. So I think that ended up being not great for society. But it can always change. We're not in the midst of COVID anymore, and I don't know if participation rates are going back up or not, but it would seem that we are in, a drive-through kind of era. People don't like to get out of their cars. Everybody likes to just drive around and then go back home, and then that'd be it. But I don't know how you fix that, but I think it should probably be fixed. I think social media has certainly not played a great helpful role in the fixing of it. So there's that. Well, haven't seen any more pies as of the last, I don't know, 10 minutes maybe. Like I said, how much do you think we get a strawberry rhubarb pie for? I'd be willing to buy a strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh, you say you want to buy a pie every year, but it doesn't happen.
Well, I don't want to buy a pie for, like, by myself.
Well, it's going to be in the $60 range. That's about the low pie end.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
You gonna go half on me with the strawberry rhubarb pie?
I don't like strawberry rhubarb.
What you got against strawberry rhubarb?
I'm just not a fan.
Well, that's unfortunate. Strawberry rhubarb stuff. Blueberry pie is terrible.
I think that's why we have a problem.
I've never had peach pie. Not big on peaches, so I couldn't see myself being all that big on peach pie. Pumpkin pie is pretty good. Sweet potato pie is pretty good. Cherry pie is pretty good. Apple pie is okay. Pecan pie is pretty good. I haven't had a pecan pie in a while. I like the filling they put in pecan pie, but funnily enough, I'm not big on the pecans. I understand that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I guess that's just how it works. What you doing there?
Just reading.
Okay. Well, he's like leaned over, staring at the computer.
Well, I've been talking for 35 minutes.
What?
I said I've been talking for 35 minutes.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's good to get up and stretch the legs.
We got about 8 minutes left in this hour. So, well, you did a lot of it.
This is true.
Well, yeah, I missed the first, 10 minutes.
20.
No.
It was after 30 when you got here. It was I was counting it. 34.
But, nonetheless, I was late, so that's unfortunate. But I'm here. I'll be here all day. Might not even leave. There's really no point in leaving. Got to come back later anyways. So,
well, we'll be at the studio from 11 to 1.
I'll be at the studio tonight doing my show 10 to 11. I don't know.
I'll be there 8 to 10.
So we're doing the night shows from the studio?
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
We'll do 7 to 8 from here.
And then we're leaving, going back to the studio.
We've done that every year.
I don't know. See, I don't ever remember this. But well, that's good.
Might have blown your short-term memory.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I just don't do a whole lot of paying attention as much as I think I do. But look, I found this picture that was so popular.
Yes.
So popular when we used it. It's Carrington Scott and I all kissing a pumpkin. That's pretty good, isn't it?
I like that picture.
I mean, it was, you know, people tended to like it. There was a lot of comments on that. So that's always good. You know?
That was her idea.
It was her idea.
I don't know why we all decided to kiss a pumpkin, but it was her idea. So you got to give Carrington all the praise for that one, wherever she is now, flying over somewhere. And then I think the big moments have probably been the trip to New York, the trip to Philadelphia. The fairs have been good, once a year fairs, the anniversary parties, Christmas parties, tree lightings, you know, things like that. Things that were in Mary Ellen's 30th anniversary of being sworn in. That was a big event. So those were all very fun.
I agree, yeah. I mean, I think the eclipse was pretty good. Obviously, Philadelphia was good. New York was kind of meh. Just a big city. I don't know. Top of the Rock was pretty cool, though. You could see New York for, like, you know, the entirety of the city.
I see a lot of cars arriving. Now, I wonder if these are pies that are arriving. I would have to guess that they are at this particular point. I think there's a pie coming from, what is that? That's probably the south over here, since we're north here at the fair. So I think the pie coming from the south over there, that'll be very interesting. Now, somebody pulled in, and then they pulled out.
I think they were just straightening up.
Well, that's good. They're getting in line with the other cars at this particular point as the spots fill up. Now, remember, the majority of the pies will arrive between 9:15 and 10, although I think this car that just pulled up is a pie. Because she was looking into a bag. Now, it could have been a bag of water, though, because if you come to the fair during this heat dome, you really should bring a bottle of water, bottle of Gatorade, something of that nature. All the pies are definitely starting to arrive now.
Well, that's good. I think the pie auction is probably one of the more exciting things that they do at the fair. I do like to watch the bids on the sale of champions, I guess is what they call it. But you know, usually we do not get a chance to watch that because we'll be on air or something like that.
Well, I think we'll get some pictures and interviews here. We had three cars just pull up here simultaneously.
Well, that's good.
And we've only got about 3 minutes in this particular hour to get this in. But we'll come back on at 9:15 this morning. So it's going to come around here before you know it. WGH Talk Radio. Hi. What kind of pies do you have? Peach pie. That's good pie.
Peach
is very good. Thank you. Who doesn't love a peach pie?
Never had a peach pie.
Well, you're missing out. Peach pie is very, very good. Now, I see it looks like another pie possibly coming from an SUV here, and I see a pie possibly coming from the back of an SUV over here. I'm not sure how much time we'll have in. Do we have a clock running, Matt, on this? 3 minutes. Well, the pies are arriving. This is such an interesting thing. Such an interesting part of the Marion County Fair. Hi. Hold on here a second. With about 3 minutes left to go. Hi. Want to come over here for a second? Come on over. Just come on over to the mic here. What's your name?
Aubrey.
Aubrey, what kind of pie do you have today?
Apple bourbon.
Apple bourbon pie. It looks very, very good. How did you come to choose the apple bourbon pie?
Oh, I just want to try something new.
Have you ever entered the pie auction competition before?
Yeah.
How many years?
How many years? About 3 years.
3 years you've been in this competition? Now, do you use actual bourbon in the apple bourbon pie?
Yeah.
How do you make the lattice on top?
Well, I took a cup, and I made phases of a moon.
Well, it's a beautiful looking pie, and good luck today with the apple bourbon pie. Aubrey with us. Thank you, Aubrey.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. There's no picture of that, is there? No, I didn't think so. That's the way it goes. We've got Peach. It's a morning already, I'm telling you. It's a Friday. We've got that beautiful apple lattice on the top of that pie. It'd have been good to see, but don't worry about it.
Did she say that they're phases of the moon?
Yes, it was. If you would have seen it, it was beautifully decorated on top. The lattice was not your typical lattice for a pie.
Get a picture of all pies.
It's nice, though, to see the people bringing in their pies.
I suppose.
Because, you know, we are a radio program, so the microphone and the whole point is a little driven by that. Oh, here comes another pie. I'm telling you, it is pies galore. How much time do we have left in this hour?
You're listening to the Talking
Hour's over.
From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could.
All right, we'll be back next hour.
With that electricity.